It's your Man of Rock, Q94, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Heat of the Sun. And we're going to feel some of that sun a little later on today. Beautiful weather. We've got beautiful, spectacular weather in front of us. Highly recommend that you first go outside and check out that sunrise because it's pretty awesome as well. Speaking of awesome, we're going to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, and visit with Gary Faraci. How are we doing, Gary?
We are doing well on this thirsty Thursday morning, Gary. How are you?
Oh, man. Brand new bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream and a pot of coffee. I'm doing spectacular.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, what a morning for it, huh?
Oh, for what? The Bailey's?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. My mind runs wild. You know, it's a good thing that I just don't blurt things out that my mind is telling me to blurt out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would be in so much trouble.
If we could only read the bubble above your head up there.
Oh, my goodness. It would make a lot of people blush.
Love it.
Yep, gypsies and mermaids, they would just blush. I mean, just, they would run and hide.
Perfect.
They'd climb up trees, you know. Is he gone yet? Okay, well, anyway, enough of what my mind thinks. How about this right here? You know, it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk fishing report. And, boy, right now, you know, I was at, through there the other day. It looks so good. The lake looks so stinking good, man.
I know. It's in great shape. We're at 551.8 something, I think, in that range. So lake level is no more high water, you know. That's gone. Yeah. Plenty of parking.
Yes.
Lake water temperature is coming down. We're in mid-70s right now. Maybe with these cooler nights, it'll start dropping even more.
Yeah, I really think it will. We have an opportunity of some rain Saturday and Saturday night. That'll be a little bit cooler rain. That'll help cool that water lake temp down as well.
Absolutely. We need that, too. It's unfortunate we're going to get some rain on Saturday. I think that's opening day for muzzleload down here.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys have been waiting, and they're going to hate it, but they'll make the best of it.
Be very, very quiet. Yeah. But
as far as the fishing goes, it's been a mixed bag this week. I've had some guys that have done really well, and I have people come in here and ask me what the secret is of fishing on Lake Norfolk.
Don't wear any underwear. That's what I tell them all.
I tell them. I say, I think maybe you're just holding your tongue wrong. That's all.
That's right. Yep. You know, that's kind of it's been spotty. We're in a really deep transition period right now as far as, you know, fishing goes. I mean, it's going to shift, but the shift that it makes, it's going to be on. I mean, that, you know, we talk about it in the spring all the time. Well, what's the fishing doing? And they're not doing much. Boy, it's going to break loose any time. And that's kind of where we're at right now in this fall.
Yeah. I had some guys have been doing really, really well with the crappie, and then I have other guys that come in and ask me what the secret is, where to fish and what to use, and I try to share with them what other people are using or what I would use and that and where to go, and it's frustrating for some people, and it's hard to pinpoint exactly what it is, but I've had some guys come in and they've had 13, 14-inch slabs of crappie, and they've had, not a limit, but they've had 7, 8, 9 good fish. That's pretty good.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And, of course, you know, there's always the brim. There's always those big old bluegill.
Absolutely. Always the brim. That's been pretty good. And that's why I tell people, if they're frustrated, and you and I have talked about it 100 times, go get some worms, get some crickets, and go fish for some perch. It's not guaranteed, but you can do really well.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, it's light, you know, lightweight. Go with your light rigs, light line, 4-pound test, and little cork out there, and you'll have a blast.
Yep, I think so. Topwater Bite, I've had some guys do really well with some bass earlier in the morning on Topwater. That's been pretty good. And then it's been mixed on, all the different baits for the bass. It's been all over the place. I mean, from jerk bait, I've had guys using spinner bait.
Yeah.
They're still using, some guys are still using Gitsits and doing okay. I got guys throwing like a Castmaster spoon and doing okay. So it's all over the place, but I got people catching fish. I've seen them. People come in and show me and that. How about the whites up here have been blowing up in the afternoon, earlier in the morning, and then later in the afternoon, 5, 6 o'clock. Some good-sized white bass. So it's been a decent week.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's going to happen. You know, it may happen today. Today, the switch may get flicked and away we go for sure. But
yeah. It could be any day. And with this front coming in, that changes everything. And it could get better. It could get worse. For whatever reason it is, the day after it rains seems to work pretty good.
Well, today or tonight is actually Mermaid Moon Night. It's a night when mermaids supposedly are able to walk the banks. And Yeah. And this legend started back in the early 1700s. I'm kind of confused. It's mermaid, you know, it's Mermaid Moon Evening, but it's also National Liquor Day. So I think the two go together. You know, people celebrate National Liquor Day, and then, you know, they're down there at the lake, they're kicking back, they're chilling, and they're like, I saw a mermaid. She was walking.
I'm definitely taking a couple bottles of wine and a big bag of Cheetos and heading down to the lake this afternoon. Heck with Thursday night football.
Yes.
I'm going to spend my evening down at the lake.
That's right. I've got my lawn chair loaded up. I'm ready. We'll be down there.
I'll see you down there.
Hey, yeah, for folks that want to know more, Gary, how can they get a hold of y'all?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. They can check us out on our Facebook page, leave us a line on there, drop us a message, and as always, they can reach out to us on our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next week, okay?
Sounds good, Gary.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care.
Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort, no weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report.